Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Emmett Conrad with Indianola Hometown Pride. We are in the midst of summer, and Indianola Hometown Pride has a lot of stuff going on. Just kind of talk about what Indianola Hometown Pride has coming up over the next month or two.
Yeah, so, like you said, busy time in Indianola. We have RAGBRAI on the 23rd and the fair and balloon festival towards the end of July and early August. With RAGBRAI, we have some committee members that are volunteering just on their own. But on the Hometown Pride front, we are hosting partnering with Simpson and hosting an organization fair. So Simpson has an already existing service fair that they do every year that's open. All freshmen are required to attend. So you're guaranteed about 300 freshmen there. And so we asked Simpson, can we open that up to the public and to public organizations also? So Simpson was totally on board with that. So we are partnering with them to do that on August 26th. And it's from the freshmen are going to be there from 9:30 to 11:15. And then we are going to open it up to anybody from the public that wants to join and come see what organizations are out there in Indianola and maybe look for volunteer opportunities from 11:15 to noon. So kind of a test run to see, you know, how much public engagement we can get. We want as much public engagement as possible, so very excited about that. We've already had, I think we have 8 different organizations here in Indianola signed up, with some other ones have already said that they're going to look into it. So we're very excited for that. That was one of the main goals that we had when we first started this a year and a half ago, was to bring organizations together and open it up to the public and let the public know what we're doing. And then on another front, we have some new members, and we asked those members, you know, what did you want to get out of Indianola Hometown Pride? And they really, both of them hit on how they wanted to increase community pride within Indianola. And so kind of odd coincidence, one of our committee members ended up living just 5 houses down the street from me, and I had no idea. So we decided to increase community pride, we should throw a block party for our 2 streets. So we're going to throw a block party on August 3rd. And then we kind of wanted to make it like a instructional how-to of how to throw a block party. And so we've been working together to create flyers and hand those out, and possibly looking at blocking off a part of the street, just that we probably don't necessarily need to, but we're going to look at doing that just to show how to do it. So again, that's another exciting thing that we're doing on community pride. And then a third thing that we're working on is, and we're waiting until the big fuss of all the RAGBRAI and fair and balloons end. We are working with the city to do Iowa Great Places designation. So used to be that Warren County partnered, all the cities in Warren County partnered together and all applied to this Iowa Great Place designation. So we used to have it, but our term was ending. And so the county reached out to Indianola and asked, you know, do we want to do all the cities again combined as the Iowa Great Place, or does each city want to do it individually? And so Indianola decided that they wanted to do it individually. So we are helping the city out to get that designation. So we'll be forming a committee for the Iowa Great Places designation. It's really tied to that comprehensive plan that's going out also with the city. So we've been working closely with the city on the comprehensive plan also to see how Indianola Hometown Pride and Iowa Great Places can work together, fill any voids within the comprehensive plan.
Yeah. Well, if someone was interested and they wanted to join and you're always looking for new members, mm-hmm. How should they go about doing that? Who should they talk to and what should they know?
Yeah, so of course, you know, if have any questions about the service fair or how to join or how to help, how to volunteer, you can either reach out to our Facebook page, which is Indianola Hometown Pride on Facebook, and give us a message or post on the page. Or you can send us an email. We have a committee email address, which is ihometownpride@gmail.com. So that's ihometownpride@gmail.com. And we would love to get as many volunteers and people interested in our great city of Indianola as possible.
Thanks to Emmett Conrad for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.